Boker Tover on the bottom of page 92, moving on to page 93. Today's Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sihei. We're Mamshich in the topic of when there's a Suda on Friday afternoon, what to do, and less maybe important is the Halach Lamais in terms of the Hilchos Shabbos, because they're not so applicable. There's a lot of very important Nekudas in Hilchos Brachos that we will learn today. Okay, so here we go once again. You have these people who are eating together. They're eating together a whole Suda. They're eating a Suda on Erev Shabbos. Shnayim sheyu shotim v'omru. Okay, they're over here. They're not eating a Suda. They're actually just drinking together. Okay, v'omru bo nekadish kiddush yom. And Friday afternoon, after saying that they're going to be kaddish kiddush yom, but they're going to say after they're drinking, they say let's make kiddush together. Now there is a din in Hilchos Brachos that we all know. Hopefully, that once you're mesiach das from the eating session, that ends your brach. If you decide full-heartedly that I am going to end my eating session, I've done eating legamre, and now I want to eat more, I have to make a new brach. Okay? What? I don't want to get into all the details when this applies, when it does not apply, because nowadays, generally, we like to eat a lot, even when we decide we're stopped eating. But that's generally the halacha. Once you're mesiach das from the suda, you end your suda, and therefore, you have to make a new brach. So these people said, let's make kiddush. When you say let's make kiddush, you're bringing in Shabbos, that ends your eating or drinking session. So once again, shnayim sheyu shotim v'al rabon kaddish kiddush hayom neser aleihem lishtot ad sheikachu. It is going to be usur for them to drink. They have to make a new bracha. They ended their new eating session, and therefore they can't drink anymore. They can't drink the coke, the coffee, the water they were drinking, because once they said let's make kiddush, it's like they're bringing in Shabbos, and now it's usur to drink. Okay, so neser aleihem lishtot ad sheikachu, until they make kiddush, they cannot continue drinking. Very interesting. You will not find this almost ever in Shulchan Aruch. It will tell you what to do when you're doing something wrong. Right now, it's usher for them to drink. Why? Because they brought in Shabbos. They said, let's make Kiddush. And therefore, they can't drink until after Kiddush. But let's say they don't. Well, we're not going to listen to that halacha. We want to drink water. We're going to drink coffee. Whatever it might be, they decide. Even though they said, boni kachu. They decided afterwards, we're not going to make kiddush yet, but we want to continue drinking. They're not allowed to. Afal pishayim rishayim, even they're not allowed to continue drinking, tzrichim lachzor levarach tchila borei priyak afan ve'achar kach yishtu. But if they want to continue drinking the wine they were drinking before, even though they're not going to make kiddush, okay, now I get it, they have to make a new borei priyak afan because their drinking session ended, they need a new bracha rishona, and therefore they need to make a break break off into the wine or a shahakal if it's coffee or coke, whatever they're drinking, they have to make a new bracha v'achar kach yishtu, and then they could go ahead and drink. Once again, they go ahead and drink, not halachically. Okay, I hope you understand that they're not allowed to continue drinking, but if they continue drinking, the halacha is they have to make a new bracha. Now, that's the number one. Says the Ramah. I don't know if this ever happened to you. It's never happened to me, but it could happen feasibly, especially for Yekim who wash before Kiddush. Let's say someone washes. Nitiel says, I am Friday night. He sits down and he says, Birkas Amotzi in the Chal. And then he realizes, whoa, I never said Kiddush. Okay, I never said Kiddush. So what is he supposed to do? So once again, Adam Shachal Lekadish, Alachash Berach Birkas Amotzi. Vinizkar Kodum Shachal. He says, Amotzi Lechamin Arts. But before he goes and eats from the challah, he realizes he didn't say kiddush. So what does he do? Yikadish ala pass right now. He goes into the bracha of kiddush, mekadish shabbos, then v'achar kach yochal. Then only take a bite of the bread. That's not going to be a hafsek. It's like he's mekadish on the bread. You're allowed to mekadish on the bread if you really want to. And therefore over here also, he could go ahead and mekadish on the bread in this case. And everything's fine. He doesn't have to drink any wine. He's already yotze kiddush. He's already said avotz. He's washed. And now he goes straight into his suda. Aval b'havdala. But if this happens in Abdullah, he sits down for Malava Malka, and he says, Amotzi lecha mina aretz on his Malava Malka, and he says, whoops, I forgot to make Abdullah. I'm not allowed to eat yet. What is he doing right now? Over here's a problem, because you can't make Abdullah on pass. You can't make Abdullah on pass. So therefore you're stuck. On one side, you can't make Abdullah, you can't eat without Abdullah. The other side, he already said Amotzi lecha mina aretz. If he stops right now, it's a bracha levatola. So he says over here, Yochal Tchila, in this case, he makes a motzi. He didn't say Abdullah. He'll eat first. Why? Darei ein mavdil ala pas, because you're not allowed to make Abdullah ala pas. He'll take a bite of the bread, and then go say Abdullah. We see from over here that bracha levatola is a worse isser than eating before Abdullah. It's not such a big chiddush, since there are rishonim that holds bracha levatola is an isser daraisa. Okay, and for sure eating before Avdalah is only Nisr Durabon. Now, if you forgot to say Atachon Untanu in Shmon Esrei, Lechor, you're going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei now because you totally forgot. Okay, that's the Lacha generally for Motzei Shabbos. If you forget Atachon Untanu, generally you don't have to go back. But if then you also eat before Avdalah, a double whammy, then you have to go back and say Shmon Esrei again. Okay, so that's the Lacha over here. Bracha Levatala is worse than eating before Avdalah, and therefore in this case you would go ahead and take a bite. Let's move on to Sif Vav now. Sif Vav now, once again, it's one of these halachas. You have to take it piecemeal. You have to break it down in order not to get confused. There's a lot going on over here and a lot of different halachas that we can learn tangentially from this Sif Vav. Let's take it over here. Now, we're over here, we're not at the beginning of the Suda. We're talking about up until now, Sif Dalet and Hey, you're in the middle of eating and now Shabbos comes in your... Over here, you're done with your Friday afternoon Suda. You had a nice big Friday afternoon Suda. And now, all of a sudden, you look at your watch, you're done with the Suda, and now it's Shabbos. What do you do? On one side, you have to say Birkas HaMazon on the previous Suda. Okay? On the other side, you have to say Kiddush now also. So you have the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So you have two things that both need a kos of wine. So what do you do over here? That's going to be this big balagan. We have to have one more thing we have to know over here is that is what Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Kofchas. The option that's not going to bring down is to use one kos and say Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. But we're talking about the case where someone's going to bench on a kos. Okay, if you're going to bench on a kos, that's what we're discussing over here. So you can't bench on the kos and say Kiddush on the same kos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kofchas, Aval Eino Mershneim Al Kos Echad, De Ein Osin Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos. You guys will see this in Gemara Soto Bezrat Hashem at the end of the year. It's one of the Gemaras that talk about it. Eino Osin Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs in bundles together. Okay? We do separately. We don't take one kos and two mitzvahs on it. We do separately on this. Therefore, you can't take one kos and take Kiddush and benching on that same kos. Says the Mechaber over here, let's see inside. In Gomer Sudaso, you finish your Suda. V'kidei Shayom, and all of a sudden Shkia comes, Shabbos comes in. Kodim Shabirach Birkas HaMazon, before you had a chance to say Birkas HaMazon. So now, over here, I put a 1A over this. This is going to be the first opinion. There's going to be two opinions in the Mechaber, and the Ramah is going to throw in a second opinion within the first opinion. Okay, let's see it inside. Mivarich Birkas HaMazon Al Kos Rishon. Says the Mechaber, according to the first opinion over here, you'll make, pour one kos. You'll do Birkas HaMazon on that first kos. V'acher kach omer kiddush hayom al kos sheni. And then you'll take a second kos, and you'll make kiddush on a second kos. Okay? So that's it. Two separate koses. One you'll do Birkas HaMazon on, and one you'll do kiddush. Now, what about in Birkas HaMazon? Do you mention Shabbos? Do you say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu in Kiddush? Because on one hand, you ate the Suda when it was still Chol. On the other hand, you're benching. It's already Shabbos. Says the Mechaber over here. This is going to be, we're going to split between the Mechaber and the Ramah. V'tzarech l'haskir shel Shabbos b'birkas HaMazon afol pishim v'varech kodem Kiddush. Says the Mechaber, since it's Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos. You say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu in benching, even though you're benching before you made Kiddush. Okay? Even though you're benching before you said Kiddush on your coast, you're still going to say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu. The Ramah disagrees. This is 1B. V'yesh Omrim De'enu Maskir Shal. Meaning, according to this opinion, he agrees with this. You have two separate coasts. One you'll do Birkas HaMazon. One you'll do Kiddush on. And now the Ramah just says like this. But he disagrees in terms of mentioning Ritzei. V'yesh Omrim De'enu Maskir Shal Shabbos. You don't mention Shabbos. The azlinan butter tchilas hasu'uda. The general rule by benching is, and we learn this also in Simon Kuf Pei Ches also, I believe. So we're in Chelik Beis. Okay? Kuf Samaches, if you want to know exactly where it is... Kuf Pei Ches, like the Ramah is going to say right now. And this is the ikr not to mention Shabbos. Kamo shenis bar la'el, so simen kuf peiches, like we learn in simen kuf peiches, that benching goes after the su'udah, the tchilas su'udah, when you then. There's a lot of nafkaminas that come out of that din. When do you go? Do you mention it? Say, don't mention it. Say, yalav yavo, not yalav yavo, with Rosh Chodesh. After the meal, before the meal. Okay, so therefore, that's all this. So therefore, the Ramah brings down over here the issue not to go out in this. Then the Ramah now brings down another Interesting nekuda. V'yesh machlokes im yitomi koshel birkas amazon kodesh kedesh. There's also machlokes when the mechaber says you bench on one kos and then you say kiddush on the second kos. Do you drink from that first kos or not? That's also a machlokes over here. Because, once again, on one side, you just bench on a kos, you should make break a govern afterwards. On the second, you didn't say kiddush yet, so you're not allowed to drink before kiddush. So that's also machlokes. Do you drink from that first kos, or you just bench on a kos without drinking? Gam, says the Ramah, in tzarech lechol ma'at achar kiddush, kiddush ya kiddush makom suda. Another machlokes is, now after I say kiddush, do I have to eat another suda in order for you kiddush makom suda? Cause once again, I just ate a suda. So maybe my kiddush after the suda will make it like kiddush b'makom suda, or no, I have to eat a suda now after kiddush actually on Shabbos in order for it to be kiddush b'makom suda. Okay? So that is, and we'll come back to all these machloks and we'll sum them up. Then the mechaber brings down the second shita that argues on everything that we set up until now. V'yesh omrim da'af b'gomer sudasa. Even at the end of the suda, we'll do like Sif Dalad. Ain't a mefarach birkas amazon tchila. Forget birkas amazon now. Put birkas amazon to the side for now. Ela pores mapa mekadesh. Once again, you put the mapa over the food on the table, and you make another kiddush. Umevarech amotzi, and you make another amotzi. V'ochel ma'at, and you go ahead and eat a little bit. The achar kach mivarech birkas amazon, and you do one birkas amazon at the end of the second suda, and that will cover everything. And therefore, there's no shtei kosos over here, and you just go ahead and make birkas amazon. Okay, that's you make birkas amazon afterwards. And this second opinion makes things so much more simpler because you'll make birkas amazon later on. You're making amotzi again, so you're eating another kazayis of bread over here at the second suda, and therefore for sure you're going to say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu, and you don't have the other machlokes. Okay, so let's just sum up over here before we get to what the minhag is. We have at least, I don't know, three or four machlokes. Number one is this big machlokes between the mechaber, the 2 days in the mechaber over here, whether you make benching and then kiddush have two separate kosos, or you forget benching for the first suda, you make kiddush right now, you eat another because it's ready, you bench at the end on both suudas. Okay, that's the one. Within the first shita over here, he breaks down that there's two bits of machlokas, whether if you're going to bench at the first suda, okay, and you're benching the first suda, do you say ritzei or you do not ritzei? The Mishnah, the Ramah brings down another machlokas. Do you taste from the kos or do you not taste from the kos? And a third machlokas he brings down over here is whether you would have to eat another suda after the kiddush or not. Because of this whole balagan, the Ramah makes this very simple for us. Okay? What does the Ramah say? V'hachi no, let's be noig like the second opinion. Because the second opinion is much easier. All you do is pull your smap makadish, make eat another kazayis of bread, one benching, one kiddush, everything's great. You say ritzei v'hachi tzeinu. V'hachi noig. No. Lahotzi et nashu mipukta svar rishona. In order to get out of the bull balagan within the first shita, because the first shita, that has all those machloksim involved. So let's leave the first shita. Let's do the easier thing over here, like the Yesh Omrim. And that's how he paskins halacha lamaisa over here. Let's look inside Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Lavat Lam and Vav. Lahotzi et nashu miplukta. Hainu din yasa kadei rishona. Yupul besveikas. If you do like the first day, you have all these sveikas. Im lahaskir shal Shabbos. V'im yitomi kos birkas amazon. V'im tzarech lechol achar kiddush. Three different sveikas we have. Right? Do you mention Shabbos? Do you have to drink from the first kos? And you have to have a suda afterwards. Therefore, halavifa. This is better just to make things simple. Sometimes making things simple in halacha is the best thing because you get yourself out of many machloksim, and that's what he says over here. Even though the Ramah tells us that really the ikar thing is not to say ritzei. That's how we pass him. We go after the beginning of the suda. But it's still a machlokes. And including all the other machlokesim involved, he says, just do like the second opinion over here, and that's how he gets out of the problem. Okay, that's halacha lemaisa over here. A couple of side inyanim over here that are very important. We already saw enos imitzas, chavilos. Okay? And now, in terms of, and this is a very important nekuda we'll get to tomorrow again, look inside, see if katan lam beis, in terms of the machlokes, if you did birkas amazon on one kos, and then you make kiddush, do you have to eat after the second kiddush or not? Or you could say that the suda you ate on Friday afternoon, that will turn our kiddush into kiddush makom suda. Let's look and see if katan lamid beis. I would thought, pashit, This would not be good. But look inside the Tikkun Lavetz. What's the machlokas? D'ei shomrim kaven sha'achol batchila. There are those who say that someone who ate at the beginning. Havi kiddush b'makom suda, v'shuv ain't tzarich l'achol. And it's going to be a good kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore I would not have to eat anything else. D'ei shomrim, the other side is, de'enu nechshav l'makom suda. Why? Kaven sa'haisa sholchol. It's not a problem that I ate before kiddush. The problem is the eating before kiddush happened during Chol on Yom Shishi, and therefore that can't count for Kiddush B'makom Suda. Mashma over here, Rav Berkowitz is medayik from this Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see this as Rat Hashem again tomorrow, that if someone has a Suda first without making Kiddush by accident, and then he makes Kiddush afterwards, it would still be considered Kiddush B'makom Suda. He's not allowed to do that, we all know. Okay, you have to have Kiddush eat only after Kiddush. But let's say he forgot, whatever it might be, it would be considered Kiddush b'makom suda, even though he had the suda before actually eating. Okay, and the last thing is Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Lamed Hey on the tzad it says you have to eat a little bit. Okay, within the second day in the Shulchan Aruch where you're gonna pour his ma'apa mekadosh and then make another hamotzi and they'll eat a little bit. Says the Ochel Ma'atz Sikkot Lamed Hey Hainu Kizayis al Kopanim. We see over here to be yotzei suda Shabbos. You have to have a kezayis of bread. Once you eat makkah, you have a kezayis of bread. You don't need a kebetza. Like on Leil Sukkos, sometimes you need a kebetza over here. It's going to be good enough just to have a kezayis of bread. Okay, we did a lot today. A lot of machlokes, a lot of balagan. But if you go over this, you'll see everything we've talked about out inside. The different machlokes, how the Ramah makes this very, very nice for us. Halacha lemaisa, and this couple nekuda side points on what to do in these certain cases are very important nekudas that we'll take with us in the hemshech of the shiurim. Ad kan for today.